Before you can submit invoices in Epic using the eSpy method, you must create your FCC Forms 474 in a comma delimited, CSV, formatted file. CSV stands for comma separated values, and this file can be created using any programming language, spreadsheet, or word processing software, as long as it is saved as a plain text file. Let's take a look at an example of a CSV file created for multiple invoices for more than one SPIN number. Each line of the file represents a complete record. Each record, or line, will include required and optional fields that must be enclosed by double quotation marks and separated by a comma. Optional fields not used should be represented as two double quotation marks followed by a comma. To understand what must be included in each record, refer to the electronic invoice file format instructions linked in the Resources tab of your course player. There are four record types, and the beginning of each line will indicate the record type. Each file will always begin with a service provider header, or SRH, which includes the service provider contact information, and will end with a service provider trailer, SPT, which indicates how many SPINs and invoices are included in the file, as well as the total amount requested for this file. Each invoice included in the file will begin with an invoice header, HDR, and end with an invoice trailer, TRL. Between these records, invoice lines will be represented as invoice detail records, DTL. The invoice header provides the service provider name, SPIN, and contact information, as well as invoice nickname created by the submitting entity and an invoice date. Each detail record will contain invoice line information such as the FCC Form 471 application number, FRN, billing frequency, customer bill date or shipping date to customer, total undiscounted amount billed to USAC, discount amount billed to USAC, and the discount rate. Finally, the invoice trailer includes the total amount being invoiced to USAC and the total number of invoice detail records included in this invoice. Together, these records represent a single invoice. As you can see, you can have multiple invoices in the same file. Again, the electronic invoice file format instructions will provide users with what should be included in each record, how many characters or numbers can be included in each field, if the field is required or optional, as well as a detailed description of the field. If you have any questions regarding eSpy file creation, please reach out to the Customer Service Center at 888-203-8100. For now, let's learn how to upload our eSpy files into the Epic system. Click Next to continue.